Everett Glenn is president of ESP, Education and Leadership Institute. He's on the phone. Everett Glenn, have we met before?
We have. We've been at George Frazier's Power Networking Conference. Yes, sir.
Okay, because the work that you are doing means I had to have met you at some point. The 7th annual John Wooden Leadership Award salutes players from HBCUs who've contributed to Super Bowl history. And here's some Super Bowl HBCU history. HBCUs have contributed to the Super Bowl history 3 Super Bowl MVPs, 17 NFL Hall of Fame inductees, 38 Super Bowl championships, and 130 Pro Bowl selections. I did not know this.
Most people don't. Most people don't know that Michael Strahan went to an HBCU.
TSU.
Yeah.
Wow. Most people don't know Jerry Rice went to an HBCU.
Mississippi Valley State.
Mississippi Valley State.
Most people don't know Richard Dent went to an HBCU.
Tennessee State.
That's right. That's right. And I've represented them all. And on the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl, we just thought it was appropriate, while they celebrate everything else, that they would celebrate the guys on whose back this whole league has been built.
How many Hall of Famers?
Well, there's 3 on our team, but there's many, many more from HBCUs generally. What we did was pick an all-time HBCU team, so we just have like 1 player at every position. So Jerry Rice and Harold Jackson are wide receivers, Richard Dent, Michael Strahan, Willie Davis, our defensive lineman, Willie Lanier, Hollywood Henderson, our linebackers, all pros in the backfield, Aeneas Williams, Emmett Thomas, Willie Brown, Mel Blunt.
What school did Walter Payton come from?
That would be Jackson State.
Jackson State.
Just making sure.
Yes. Oh, Jackson State, wow. Definitely. Walter Payton and Leroy Kelly are running back,
okay,
along with Emerson Boozer.
Just trying to get to Payton, baby.
Number 34, that's right, always.
That's great. The John Wooden Leadership Award, and that's going to be when?
This Thursday, 7:30, San Francisco at the JW Marriott at Union Square.
That's great. That's great.
And this is the football playing John Wooden?
John Wooden, he played Colorado, played with the Cleveland Browns, cleared the way for Jim Brown for years, and he's actually the chairman of the Fritz Pollard Alliance, which is the organization behind the Rooney Rule that requires that minorities be considered for coaching front office positions.
Yeah, I was wondering why UCLA coach was doing all this black stuff.
A basketball coach, a white basketball
coach. Most people
get
them mixed up. No,
he was really a good man.
No. And even if you think about John Wooden from UCLA, you should know John McClendon from Tennessee State, because he was actually the first coach in history to win 3 national championships.
See.
Not John Wooden from UCLA, for your listeners. 57, 58, 59 with Tennessee State, with Dick Barnett, Sam Jones, John Barnhill.
All right.
And he was playing when Cleveland really could play football.
See, wow. See, Sibyl, you're not going to do this.
I'm a native of Cleveland, so be careful.
Whoa!
That's okay. My Bears are watching the same game you are at home.
That's great. I'm so proud of what you're doing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Congratulations, sir.
Awesome. Everett Glenn, the 7th annual John Wooden Leadership Awards salutes HBCU football players in the NFL.